Free as in freedom, not free as in beer. Michał Ryszek Woźniak. Richard M. Stallman's quote, well known to free software advocates, brings clarity to an ambiguous term. Free can refer to freedom, or it can mean gratis, and both can be on topic as far as software is concerned. It has also become, in a way, the motto of the free software movement. Many initiatives draw inspiration from free software philosophy, Libre Culture, Wikipedia, open educational resources, and many others, based on ideas floated by and tested within free and open source software projects. The free as in freedom, not free as in beer thought is also present outside the freedom-loving software developers' world. Usually, it is the first part of the quote that gets the most attention and focus. It is about freedom, after all, and not about whether or not something is available gratis. This focus was and is required to clearly demarcate software, culture, or educational resources that give and preserve the freedoms of their users from those that are just available cost-free, allowing for access yet denying the rest of the four freedoms. The priceless distinguished from the zero-priced. We might need to change that accent, however. Software developers, artists, and educational resources creators, Libre or not, have to eat too. Four freedoms. Richard Stallman introduced simple yet effective criteria of whether or not given software, or any other resource for that matter, is freedom-preserving. Its license has to guarantee 1. Freedom to run, use the program without any restrictions. 2. Freedom to examine how it works and to modify it. 3. Freedom to distribute it further. And 4. Freedom to distribute one's own modifications of it. To make it easier to extend the set of Libre software, in the first free software license, the GNU-GPL, one more trick has also been used, copyleft, the requirement that all software based on GPL-licensed software will also have to be distributed under the same terms. The copyleft clause has since become a point of contention within the free Libre open-source software community. The debate between detractors and proponents is as vivid today as it was 30 years ago. The former prefer non-copyleft licenses like MIT or BSD. The latter promote the use of the GNU-GPL family of licenses. The MIT-BSD crowd argue that copyleft denies developers of derivative works, in this case software based on a GNU-GPL licensed project, the freedom to close their project or change the license. The GNU-GPL side points out that even if that particular freedom is denied in such a case, it's for the greater good. Others, including users of the derivative work, have their four freedoms preserved. The debate, then, concerns the freedom of the derivative work's author to close that work versus the four freedoms of all users forever. And, of course, this is relevant not only to software. Business models. Within the software development world and outside it, the copyleft clause tends to be considered bad for business. Derivative work authors would like to be able to close their works regardless of the licensing of the originals so as to earn a living on them. After all, how can one earn on something that's free to copy at will? The answer lies with new business models, compatible with the culture of sharing and the sharing of culture. Crowdfunding, voluntary payment-based models, making money on merchandise like band t-shirts or concerts, and in the case of software, selling services like feature implementation, support or development allow creators to thrive and earn a living in spite of, or, as is often the case, precisely because of, fans sharing their works. These are not obvious and seem uncertain, yet more and more often they finance productions, both large and small. On the other hand, tried and tested ways of making money on creative work are no guaranteed way to make a profit, even more so with the market saturated by huge companies. The preference for non-copyleft licenses might stem from a lack of trust for new models. I might want to sell a closed product based on this. What then? However, if I can close something, others can too. We're all worse off. Heartbleed. The Heartbleed debacle illustrates this well. A trivial software bug in a popular free software library used on the net by big and small alike to provide secure transmission had huge consequences for the whole Floss ecosystem and broader for the whole internet. It also remained undiscovered for years. The software involved, the OpenSSL library, is available on a non-copyleft license. It's being used by companies including most of the heavyweights, Google, Facebook, Amazon, among others, in their products and services. They use this crucial piece of software but are not really helping develop and maintain it. OpenSSL developers didn't have the funds for regular code audits that would have discovered the bug long before it caused any harm. Large companies also do not share their modifications. OpenSSL's license does not require it, so why would they? It turns out that Facebook modified their version of OpenSSL in a way that accidentally made it insusceptible to the bug. Had OpenSSL used a copyleft license, requiring sharing modified code with the community, Heartbleed might have been discovered much earlier, causing much less harm. Not free as in beer. Free software, Libre Culture, open educational resources development have their cost. Many thousands donate their time and expertise and share the effects of their work. This is often overlooked, usually when, while arguing for the use of FLOSS, the "it's gratis" argument is being used. It is not. It is time to start valuing the work put into those initiatives properly, and to support them also financially. Copyleft, as it turns out, can help here too. If nobody can close my work, I myself can also use their enhancements. We're all better off.